Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. Damn, middle of August, Bob. Where is this stuff going, dude? It's already the 11th of August, and we are fast at it, and I'm hearing all these ads for all the stuff in the fall, and I get a little itchy this time of year because I'm approaching the time where I've got to shoot my bow and start getting a little bit of practice in and the likes of that, but yet you go out and you sweat
It. So that's funny. When you say that, I think of my daughter, Maggie, who just got engaged, by the way. So I have a new son-in-law on the way. His name is Christian.
Is there a 9-month gestation on that, or is that going to happen sooner?
No. I hear there's a May wedding coming, but his name is Christian Schofield, and I'll tell you what, I couldn't have done better. That'll make two awesome son-in-laws I'll have. So yep. we're batting 1,000 so far. But when you say so itchy, Maggie always does this growly voice. You know how my kids do silly little voice.
Well, they might have learned that from their old man.
So yeah. She goes, "I'm so itchy." It's just a funny thing in our house. I don't know. I'm sure everybody's bored to tears by now. Sorry.
Right.
Thanks for joining us. It is the Grilling Guys, and we're really not that itchy, but we're kind of itching to bring you some grilling.
Yeah, and last week, if you tuned in, we were doing some just plain grilling, and we're going to fancy it up a little bit today. And this is part of the season that I enjoy. I've always maintained that the taste of what comes off the grill is the third thing that you need to do. The first one is the visual, the second one is the smell, and the third one is the taste. So it's important to me when I'm entertaining or I'm having friends over that my food looks and smells as good as it tastes, because I think that those first two things happen, and they're going to lead you to the third one.
And I'm going to even think that some people might believe that the smell is the first thing.
Right.
Because that's generally it draws you in.
Right. I mean, it makes your mouth water.
Your nose brings your eyes to it.
Right. Yeah, depending on how far you stand
away
from my
things.
Grill.
Like many things. Leave it alone.
Right.
Anyway, we're recording this show a little early because I'm taking off. It's our 35th wedding anniversary. I'm bringing my bride to the UP. We're going to Pictured Rocks, and we are going to Sault Ste. Marie. I'm going to see my buddy Don Earl up there. He's a great old friend of mine, and we're going to go to the Lock View and have whitefish. He's going to have a fish fry at his house. He's right on the Seaway there, and I just love going back to the UP. It's where my roots are.
So you're
going to
be on the east end at the Sioux, and then headed west?
We are. We're going to spend a night in Tequamanon, and we're camping in our tent for two nights. So we're camping in Tequamanon, and then we're going up in the Grand Marais area and camping on federal land. And it's a place called, it's right next to Mosquito Beach. It's called like,
well, that
something,
sounds like fun.
It's called something else, but it's beautiful little spots right on Lake Superior and spots I've never been to. It's a little section of the UP I have just not tread before. And then we're going to end up in Munising, where we will take an evening sunset cruise to see the Pictured Rocks instead of kayaking it, which I wanted to do, but my wife wanted to do the cruise. So
it's a little more relaxed,
yeah.
And you can enjoy yourself. It's not a working deal. You can go out there and let somebody else tend to the details.
And then after that, her brother Paul and his family have a summer home on a lake just south of Munising. And so we're going to cruise down Forest Highway 13, about 10 miles, and hit a little place called Island Lake.
Okay.
And it is a little piece of heaven. It's a beautiful lake with a little island in the middle. There's only three cottages.
Aptly named.
Yeah. That was brilliant.
Right.
There's only three
cottages.
Well,
they are Youpers.
Watch it.
I know, man. I'm looking at one. I'm getting it.
There's only three cottages on this lake, Loper.
The Youpers, the Youpers that say they're tree.
There's tree.
Yeah.
Tree cottages.
So I'm getting it from both sides now.
Right. By the way, that was Chaz, the baritone of beer from Schmo's Brewery, and we asked him to stay over and hang with us another day.
Yeah, because we had to record this show, so he's bribing us with beer.
Right. We're simple creatures.
Some of us simpler than others.
Right.
Well, anyway, so looking forward to that. So thanks for accommodating me. And
let me tell you
what. Let me record this so I could leave.
Right, and that's fine. And we do this from
35
time to time.
Years that woman's put up with me. I mean, she deserves more than a trip to the UP.
Yes, she does. Yeah. That's and not even not, a golf clap,
I,
right? Yeah.
I am not standing near the edge near Pictured Rocks. I know a guy pushed his wife over.
Pictured swimmer?
And I'm worth my insurance policy is worth a lot more than hers, so she could definitely dump me right
You're
there.
Worth more dead than you are alive to me, bro.
Way better.
Right. And the house is almost finished.
Right, oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's not a good time
for me. I'll have money to
could
fix the rest
of that.
Could
be the last broadcast here.
Yeah.
I've loved every minute of it. Here's to you.
Yeah. Hey, I got to tell you, I give away some barbecues for charity events from time to time, and this last one that I delivered is to an Amish family.
Is that the one you went with apron only?
Right. No.
Oh, no.
No, no, no. I had the bonnet on, too. But anyway, I went down to Shartucky. To an Amish family, and they were having a shindig. I had to get there on Saturday night.
Horseback.
And I pulled in Big Brown.
Wow.
But I was the white fish out of water.
Uh-huh.
And these people were just wonderful.
Yeah.
But
they are
everywhere.
I'm telling you, they're wonderful people.
Right. Yep. And you know what? They treated me very well. But this guy at the charity auctions that I MC from time to time, he's the auctioneer. And the part that I, you know, everybody has their own maybe perception about what Amish families are about, but this guy talks as fast to his family as he auctioneers. And I was just, and there's a lot of them, right? And he's kind of...
They're prolific.
Right. Yeah, and he's kind of the guy that was in charge of everything. I don't know if he had an official position or whatever.
Maybe it was his house.
Right, yeah. Well, it was. It was his house, but anyway,
it's a patriarchal society.
Right, he was rattling off to all these people and all this stuff that was going on, and I was trying to keep up. I'm like, dude, here's your food. I'm out. Right, but it was fun. I really enjoyed it, and I had a nice experience with this family that was down between Vermontville and Charlotte in the Eaton County area of Michigan, and. It was just good to be able to bring that to them, and you know what? They were very grateful.
Was that like your first upfront exposure to Amish?
No, not at all.
Okay,
not at all. My brother, when he lived in that same area, had neighbors on either side of him that were the Amish families, mm-hmm. and so he was the odd man out.
They're a little shy at first, but as soon as they realize if you are this way, that you're friendly and that you're a decent person. I mean, they're very perceptive. They're a little quiet and standoffish at first, but as soon as they start opening up to you...
Are we stereotyping right now?
No.
You grew up in Chartucky. You know all about this.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Well, exactly. And I spent a lot of time in northern Indiana, and there's so many Amish down there, and I probably had them wrong for a long time. And then I started repping for these grill factories years ago, and some of them have some pretty big stores, like in Shipshewana.
Right.
And those big Amish shops are gigantic. These guys are entrepreneurs, but I had a lot of fun getting to know these guys. And when they got their first cell phone, they were grinning so wide, they could eat a banana sideways. I mean, these guys are so happy to show me their cell phone or their bicycle.
Right.
So it's a cool culture, really wonderful people. And it is kind of stereotyping, but I think I'm safe because they probably aren't listening because I don't think they have radios.
Oh, easy now, but who knows? Coming up next, we're going to continue the fancy grill. Did we start it yet?
No.
I'm not sure we did, but we're going to get into a little bit of fancy grill. Barbecue Bob wants to grill a pizza. Stick with us. We'll be back. She said, here she wants his fancy, don't let me down. She said, here she wants his fancy, don't let me down. Add a little bit of perfume on my neck, then she kissed my cheek.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. ask for Schmoe's 120 where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.
Howdy, it's Barbecue Bob from the Grilling Guys. We're working hard on Operation GI Barbecue, which is an effort to send a plane load of barbecue to our troops. Right now, go to GIBBQ.com, look at the Sapphire Ceramic Grill on auction. You can bid on this $2,000 ceramic grill package at RepoCast.com. That's S-A-F-F-I-R-E at RepoCast. So remember our troops at GIBBQ.com.
Hi, this is Sal Cipriano, CEO of Better Made Snack Foods. Ever wonder why our Better Made potato chips taste so good? They're made with homegrown potatoes from West Michigan farms. So when you're driving to the beach, a festival, or a ballpark, and you pass by those farms, think of Better Made potato chips. Better yet, stop by your favorite grocer or convenience store and pick up a bag for the trip. For nearly 90 years, Better Made Snack Foods are Better Made.
We live it, we love it. Allen Bob Sports. Sportsman serving sportsmen. It's more than a sport, it's a way of life. Your satisfaction's been our aim. Since 59, been at the top of our game. We stand behind our name. We live it, we love it. Allen Bob Sports. Sportsman serving.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. Man, we're approaching the middle of August already. I hope you've had a great summer, been out and done a little grilling or smoking in your backyard. I know I have, and we continue to enjoy the beautiful summer season. I think we're on the back shoulder of it, but we're getting there. One of the things that Barbecue Bob is much better at than me is grilling pizzas in the backyard. And this isn't
is that a fact?
It is a fact.
I've never took a survey on that.
Right. Well, I'm just telling you, I'm admitting it.
He and, grills the salad.
Admitting it.
Right. I grill salad. Yeah. You grill the pizza. Right. Yeah.
Fancy.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay.
So let's talk about some pizza, man. You're the one that wants to talk about a method.
Yeah. Well, and there are several ways to do. Thanks for joining us. Welcome back. And thanks for sticking around for another segment. If that other one didn't drive you away, this one will. But let's talk about some pizza. There are different ways to do pizzas on your grill. And depending on the kind of grill you have, it's going to change your method, right? Because let's face it. Not everybody has, I don't know how many I have, but not everybody has this huge plethora of cooking devices in their yard. Most wives won't put up with it, for one thing.
Yeah.
Mine barely does.
When the topic comes up, Michelle just stops with, he's got a lot of grills. And that's all she says. And people are like, oh, yeah? She doesn't even elaborate. She's like, yeah, he's got a lot of grills.
Yeah, and you're safe because that's your house.
Right.
You're not married. Once you get married... it's not your house anymore.
It's close hers. Enough.
It's not a lot of difference.
It's hers.
There's not a lot of difference.
Well,
She's there. And,
there is a difference, and, though. When you tie the knot, you lose everything.
Right. Right.
You already found that out.
Right. Been there. Been yeah. there. Done.
Sorry
that,
about that,
brother.
So anyway, yeah, let's talk about something positive.
Right.
Grilled pizza methods. Okay. If you have a Weber kettle, and who doesn't? I don't think I do right now. Come to think of it, I gave it away. But the Weber kettle's great for...
Chaz has got three, though. You can borrow one.
Yeah, well, some people do, and that's big in California. They have Weber kettles.
But Chaz is on Patterson.
So. I think my brother has seven.
Really?
Billy.
Kettles.
Really. Yeah.
That's funny. Well, that's a big deal in some places.
And there's
that's
a reason.
All they have.
Right.
Well, it's cool. It works, but I would prefer to have a couple gas if I'm going to have a bunch of grills. I don't always want to have to wait, because sometimes I'm getting home late from work, and I just need to fire up something quick. But anyway, if you're going to do pizza on a basic, let's do that. The kettle, I'm going to say, get a pizza stone.
Charcoal fired.
I'm going to do a pizza stone.
What's a pizza stone?
Come on.
No.
Ceramic.
I'm just helping everybody.
It's ceramic. Everybody knows.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't you think? No?
Well.
You don't?
Yeah.
It's a nice ceramic block that you put on the grill. It's round.
Yeah, you can buy them at any store.
Any grill store is going to have them. Yeah, it gives you that smooth heat.
Target, Home Depot, they got them all over the place. Right. And if you're buying a big green egg.
You're deflecting the heat, though, right?
Yeah, it's ceramic, so you're not deflecting it. You're actually, and here's where people make a mistake. You're putting it on your grate so that you're evening out your heat. You don't put your pizza on the stone and then set the stone on the grill. You put your stone on the grill, you get your fire going, and you put your stone on the grill, and you let that stone heat up because that's going to actually radiate. And right before you throw your pizza on there, you just put some corn dust on it, some corn powder, like corn meal, basically.
Corn powder or meal? Which one do I use?
Fairy dust.
It depends on what store you shop at and how it's labeled.
Right, yeah.
So the pizza stone is going to diffuse your heat because a lot of grills
even
have
it out.
Hot spots.
Right.
You know, so this will take care of it.
It's kind of like the big infrared.
Right. So when I got my pizza dough, am I oil in the back of that thing or do I really not need it because I've got that cornmeal on there?
Well, that's a great point.
Or dust.
That's a great point. If you're putting pixie dust on it.
Right.
You guys are awful. I'm just going to drink a beer. You just take over.
Right. Well, I'm not the pizza guy. You're the pizza guy. Oh, okay. So you got no time
you
for
gotta
a
let
drink
me talk
beer.
Then.
Right. I do.
Okay. So oil. I'd save that for a different method. If you're putting it on a stone, you want to put some cornmeal on there.
Right.
Because you want that. And you've all seen it. You've gotten the wood-fired pizzas at your fancy restaurants. Like I had one last night, and it's, you know, it's got all kinds of cornmeal on the bottom. It's just a, I don't know, wonderful little way to put a lubricant on the floor of that whatever you're cooking on. So you
just
can get your
creates
crust
a little
off
bit
it
of an airspace yeah in there, so
crisps
that
it up and
they're like little round
keeps
pebbles
it from sticking right up. Yeah, yeah, ball bearings would work. I think you could probably
these are food ball
use
bearings.
BBs. But so oil, that's a great point, and you can oil up a crust if you're going to do it just on the grill,
right?
And that brings you into a different method, and there's different ways to do that. So the cool thing is, you can do it any way you want. It's your grill. This is the one part of the home you absolutely own. She can't tell you what to do there. If she does, you're going to break.
Unless you ask her for help.
Look, if you do, don't just turn the radio off right now.
But now, one of the cool things when you guys showed me this for the very first time, and I was just regaling years ago, we were down with Old World Olive Press, and we did this, and we were on the indirect. We were on the tech. And we oiled it up, but the important thing that I learned there is you flip the crust.
Before you put all the toppings on it.
Exactly.
Yeah, you grill both sides, and that's kind of the reverse method for building a pizza, is grilling it. So when you say put oil on it, you oil it up, grill it on both sides, and then sometimes what you can do, and then that's actually it's not indirect because that was grilling on top of a low radiant infrared heater, but you could do it indirect or direct. But if you're doing it direct like that, you're going to crisp it up. And then what I would tell you is to maybe build it backwards and put your cheese on it and then your toppings and go without the sauce.
And let them soak in.
Because the cheese is going to melt. If you flip that thing over, throw your cheese on there right away. You can put a little bit of sauce on there, but then put your toppings on. Shut the grill off, shut the lid, and let it finish off.
There'll be enough heat,
let it coast.
Residual heat in the grill let it cook because the part about baking a pizza is you're not so much doing the toppings. Most of them are either edible raw or they're already cooked in the form of meats, right? You don't usually, I guess you put some raw sausage on there, but not too often. My point is that you're just trying to heat everything up. You're not trying to cook it so much in this scenario.
Yeah, and I'm a fan of actually putting raw sausage on. If it's a really good Italian sausage, I'm a fan of that because you're going to render some fat off, and who doesn't want a really greasy pizza?
Yeah, but it's also cured at that point. It's smoked or cured, yeah.
Probably.
Right.
But
yeah, when you said you'd flip it over and shut the lid and turn the heat off, I just want to make sure that nobody's eating raw sausage.
Yeah, I had a dinner date last week with my sister-in-law. My brother's actually in rehab, he's got Parkinson's. So my sister-in-law has been staying with us, and we went to our favorite little place in Lowell, the Flat River Grill, and it's Wine Down Wednesday. I invited you, and
I said no. You already had a date.
She ordered the pizza with the sausage on it, and told him not to take the sausage.
Not to what the
she
sausage?
She doesn't want the sausage. I said, well, why'd you get a sausage pizza, and why don't you like sausage? She goes, I don't like the shape. I was like, really? Now I've heard everything.
Well,
anyway,
I
digress.
I can reshape your sausage for you.
You know, well, no, why did I even bring that up with you?
When I do the pizzas at my house, I have a natural gas behind, and I have a big cast iron griddle that goes on top.
Yep.
And I have been
that
doing
that works well too.
Really thin crisp.
Yep.
Crispy
thin
pizzas.
Crisp.
Yeah, you know the
crust.
Thin crisp.
It's just like a thin crust.
Right.
So okay, let's talk about some crazy pizzas, but the producer's giving us signals saying we got 30 seconds, so
you have no time to talk about crazy pizzas.
No. Or thin crisp.
Well, let's talk about something crazy. We got Big Pauly, one of our board members from the East Coast, that's going to talk about some fancy East Coast grilling, and we're looking forward to talking to him, so stick with us.
I
want
to hear some Reba.
They'll be nice to you. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down.
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillinguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillinguys.com.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, and our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to oldworldolivepress.com.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? Brings back memories, doesn't it? Well, over at Schmoe's, we make root beer and black cherry soda just to bring back those memories. We've got six packs to go if you don't have time to hang around for a pint or a float. But bring the kids, grab a free basket of popcorn, and make your own memories with that new generation. Schmoe's Brewery, Grand Rapids, Michigan, located on Patterson, just north of 28th Street.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fenn Valley Vineyards. Fenn Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fenn Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard Orange Saugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to FennValley.com.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grillin' Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend, middle of August. Summer is in almost tail-off mode. Not quite. I'm gonna give it another week or two. But from time to time, we have the opportunity to talk to one of our board of directors, a guy that has forgot more about fine dining and grilling as we talk about the fancy stuff of the grill than I know. And on the live line right now, we have Big Paulie from the East Coast. How are you, brother?
Oh, Bobby, what's going on?
Hey, that was Jop, by the way. But
Jop, good, my man.
Good to hear your voice, brother.
How's your hanging, Jop? You doing okay?
Oh, you know what? Any better, I couldn't stand it. It's all good. I got no complaints.
That's good to hear. It makes me happy.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I saw your one of your recent shots on Facebook, and you are looking svelte, my man.
Yeah, you know, I lost 72 pounds. And you
wow.
You know, I used to leave legendary checks all over this country at restaurants, but somehow God said, look, you got to wear murder for 60 years. You got to grow up. So, you know, Bobby, you know, Jop, the first, I was in the hospital 11 days, okay? They don't put you in the hospital 11 days. The first 5 days, I didn't even have a Ritz cracker. You know that? So, that's that. But let me tell you, I'm back. I'm ready to go.
He's back.
This weekend, you know what we're doing? You know what we're doing today? I got something special. You know, I like to have fun, all right? And you can have fun on the grill. I like to have fun. It makes me happy, you know?
So likewise.
I got something. We're gonna bring a little Jersey Shore, okay? to the barbecue. Very simple. I talked about it before, but I didn't talk about it the way I'm going to do the stew preparation with my grilled clams. Barbecue clams, okay? But we're going to do
Love it. Like a hybrid.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to do a hybrid almost like a casino, but they don't have all the chips. You know what I mean?
Okay? Yes, sir.
So what we're going to do, you take your clam, you cut it on a half shell, nice. Then you put a little bit of salt and pepper, very little bit of grain of salt. You put a little bit of bacon. You put a little bit of green pepper, nice. And then you put them on the grill, okay? And let me tell you, maybe you put a little onion if you want. I don't need the onion, but you put the onion on it. I'm telling you, you have a lot of fun. You make yourself some nice clams, almost casino. They're like a casino with no table games. You know what I mean? That's what it's like. But it's good. It's good. And it's fun. You know what I mean? I love that kind of stuff.
Is the bacon cooked or is that raw?
It depends how long you're going to do it. You could do it a little cooked or halfway. I would cook it because this way you don't have to overcook the clam.
Well, that's what I thought, yeah.
Yeah. But I know people who put the thing in raw, they put it in, they put the top on the grill. You know, I don't like that. They put the top on the grill like a Dutch oven, they bake it like that, which I think is, you know, cheating.
Well, it is. And
depends on the equipment you have, though. There's lots of ways, and how you want your product to turn out is really going to be dictated by how you do it.
My problem with the lid closed, Bob, is that I have, unless you got a remote thermometer, but things heat up so quick in there, man. That chamber completely changes when you close that lid. You immediately go to the convective heat,
well,
and things cook a lot
quicker. If you're
in
a wood-fired pizza oven, you have a lid on it. You have a ceramic lid. And that reflection of the radiant heat is what cooks the top of your pizza. So it's a balance thing.
You're baking, you're not grilling. You see, you're baking, you're not grilling. Totally different. Grilling, you got to let the juices flow, and you got to cook one side at a time. Otherwise, you cook them both sides at the same time, and you can overcook your meat. Especially if you got a nice piece of steak, you ruin it.
I thought we were talking pizza.
Oh, we're talking clams, pizza, steak. You and me. What the hell? Listen, we're gonna eat tonight. We're gonna have everything.
Right.
What do you want?
I would like some of that homemade mozzarella.
Oh, when are you coming to Atlantic City?
Not soon enough, pal.
Well, you get out of here. We'll make you some beautiful fresh mozzarella. My friend Joe will make it for your tableside. You'll eat it warm. And then you know what he does now? He scoops a little of his homemade ragotta on top. Madonna, with the balsamic. It's beautiful. I could eat the whole thing by myself, but I can't because I got to be on a diet now, you know, so I got to watch.
That was one of the best meals I've ever had in my life, by the way.
Well, everybody I take to, they said it's the best restaurant in the country now. That is the best small restaurant. It was the best in New Jersey, but they did a survey. It's in the top 10 for sure, but now someone told me it made number one.
Yeah.
So, and I don't want to tell you because I'm telling you right now. It's going to get too crowded, and
yeah.
No one's going to go there anymore. You know
we won't
mean?
Say the name so of it. Don't say the name of it. I can tell you this. I can tell you this. You probably can't get a table there unless you know Big Paulie, because that's the only way I got reservations.
Let me tell you, I had the head of the policemen's union call me. He said, Paulie, please get me in Saturday night. I said, but you can't get in. You're the head of the policemen's union. He goes, no, I can't. Maybe you can help me. I called a guy. I said, hey, Joe. I said, you're going to get the best PBA card of your life, but you got to give me a table for 4 at 8 o'clock. He goes, you got it, Paul. And my friend called me up. He goes, oh, my God, I appreciate it so much. I said, yeah, remember that next time I get a ticket, you know. But these guys, you know, they got a short memory sometimes. But
these are East Coast rules.
Right. Let me tell you, the cops are aces with me. Anything they want, I get. It's that simple.
Well, easy. That's an easy decision, isn't it?
That is so true,
yeah.
Especially in Jersey, because we got the best cops in the country here.
Right.
We got our state troopers. We got a local. One of my buddies just got put on, by the way, in a little town called Eatontown. He's now a police officer. I'm very proud of him. Young man, very proud of him, doing the right thing. You know, I wish everybody was so sharp.
Yeah.
Nice.
Cool stuff.
So what are you making for the grill? What are you doing today?
Well, what I'm going to be doing tomorrow night is some jalapeno stuffed chicken breast wrapped in bacon for my bride.
Whoa.
It's we're having all the kids
Whoa.
Up because it was her birthday a couple days ago, and it's our 35th wedding anniversary tomorrow. So we're heading off on vacation afterwards. So we're having the kids up just poolside and gonna do That and some nice sirloin tips from my favorite butcher, because it's really one of my favorite steaks to grill. Might do a flat iron too, but I love sirloin.
So flavorful.
It is.
Nice. Yeah. What are you going to cut the chicken, a fillet, and stuff it like that?
Yeah. We're going to butterfly them and chicken breasts and butterfly them, throw some jalapenos in with some cream cheese and different things, a little jam, and then wrap the whole thing in bacon and smoke it for about an hour, hour and a half.
An hour.
About an hour.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, one of my favorite things, okay? No, I mean, I can't talk like that.
No, you can't.
One of my favorite things. No, it's anyway, I can't say it. Anyway, one of my favorite things now, you want to have some fun? You make your chicken wings. You fry them first, okay, in a deep fryer, nice. Then you toss them in a nice homemade buffalo sauce, okay? Hotter the better. But then I finish them on the grill. I charcoal boil them. I caramelize them. I give them a little burnt. Oh, that's a lot of fun. You make the chicken wings with the clams. Then you throw a little steak on there. I believe you'll be eating all day. You got to get something nice to drink, too. But don't get too much, because you got to be careful. The cops will get you.
Right. Well, or if you're doing it at home, just drink a craft beer. Paul, you got craft beer out there on the East Coast, man?
Oh, yeah. A place by me just opened up. They got all kinds of craft beer.
Yeah.
You're talking about, like, Kraft's mayonnaise? What kind
of beer? Well, craps.
Now, with a C.
For crying out loud.
The craps are... The craps are at the table with the dice.
You got to let these paisanos handle the wine. They don't get the beer.
Right.
I mean, I got like the fancy schmancy beer, not like my Budweiser. That's what you're talking about?
Right. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, right. Yeah. No, we got a joint by me that does that. They do it nice. My kids love it, by the way. They go in there, right, and they can it right in front of you. You take a can home. Amazing.
That's called a growler.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. It's a bottle, a can, whatever. They got the thing. It's nice.
All right.
It's all good. Hey, Bobby, it's all good. God bless. We're in America, the greatest country in the world. Who cares? The other guys, they got nothing. We got everything. That's why they're mad at us.
Yeah, that's all right, buddy. Hey, love you, and can't wait to see you again. Hope the family's well. Say hi to the kids. And
everybody's good. You know, Sean Paul got married last Saturday, so I got a new daughter-in-law. She's gorgeous.
There you
that's
go.
That's awesome.
There you go.
I hope gorgeous. To meet her. So hope
very,
to meet
I
her.
Have two great daughter-in-laws, three great sons. Thank God my wife is perfect. Otherwise, I'd be in trouble.
Well, yeah. Give her a big hug for me and tell Sean congratulations.
I sure will. You guys be good. Have fun and keep grilling, guys.
Right, okay, man. Buddy. That's Big Paulie, and he's responsible for putting us on WOND in Atlantic City, right, which is the big talker for the East Coast.
Coming up next, Grill Your Caesar.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
This is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's GarrettsAppliances.com, GarrettsAppliances.com.
Hey, you looking for a relaxed spot to come have a beer with a couple of buddies? Swing on over to Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson. That's just north of 28th Street, right by the ice rink. We've got 16 taps, free popcorn, free pool, and free Wi-Fi. There's There's even outlets underneath the bar if you need to charge your device. So come on over to Schmoe's, have a great beer. Bring the kids, we even have root beer. See you soon at Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
You can paint your cheeks, gal, straighten your hair like a pin. I can't use your mane on an old hog frame. Says you can give me pig me. You can give me pig me. I mean, you can give me pig meat. Pig meat is what I crave.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. When Barbecue Bob, die, that's some good music, brother.
Like that?
Yeah, I do like that.
It doesn't go with your romaine grilled salad, but I love finding these old YouTube videos of some of that good old Southern barbecue music.
Right.
There was actually a famous blues player named Barbecue Bob. And the Bones.
He must have been from the South, not the North.
I think he was from St. Louis. Thanks for joining us.
Go Gibbick.
Welcome back. Go Gibbick.
Go Gibbick.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. And on this mad show, it's a train wreck of a show today that is all about fancy grilling.
That's because we recorded the second one on the back of the first one, and we had Chaz here for the first
Blame
one.
The brewer. Right, sure. That's
right.
Nice.
This is a Blame the Brewer
show.
The
guy comes
show.
Down and brings you beer, and you want to blame your
Luckily, I brought enough for two shows.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. Hey, one of the things I like to do is a grilled romaine salad. If you've been a listener for a while, you've heard me beat this thing to death. But I'm telling you.
Hold on. Caveat here. When you first started doing that, I used to look at you like you had two heads.
Right.
Because like, I can't like that. It doesn't sound good at all. So if you're thinking the same thing, listen to the man. He knows what he's talking about.
I have impressed several chicks with this.
I'm telling you.
The same night?
Well,
no,
I'm
don't
efficient.
Get into it.
They come
it's
in a six-pack.
Family show. Family
they come
show.
In a six-pack.
Family
the,
show.
The romaine comes in a six-pack, yeah.
So how do you do it?
Well, it's easy. Romaine lettuce, a full head, if you will, of romaine lettuce is rectangular. It's in a cube, right? It's long and rectangular.
Oh, you're getting the factory romaine.
Right, right.
It's cubed.
But the point is that I'm going to grill that. It's got four sides. I'm going to grill it on all four sides, but before I do that, I'm going to run some olive oil on it, and I use a tangerine olive oil that we get from our friends at Old World Olive Company, and I rub that on there, and I put some sea salt and some cracked pepper, super simple. Grill it on all four sides, and when I get to the fourth side, the side that's up, right, I'm going to put some crumbled blue cheese and some pecans on there. And then I'm going to drizzle that side with a blood orange balsamic. Again,
so those pecans, are you going to do the roasted with sea salt?
What? No, nope. Just a regular raw pecan is what I want on there. And the blue cheese. And then we talked about in the earlier segment is when you close the grill, you get convective heat. You stop using the radiant heat and you get convective heat. I'm going to drop that cover on there, and it's going to melt that blue cheese on top of.
So you got to have high heat and do it kind of quick.
Right.
Because you don't
want to
cook the head lettuce.
No, this whole thing is 2 or 3 minutes
that
we're doing this. But that oil on there will crisp up that lettuce a little bit. And when you get to the fourth side, you just want to put that blue cheese on top and that, oh, man, that.
Have you ever tried putting a little sea salt on that oil when you put that thing down there?
No, I haven't. And it's my recipe, not you. Shut the hell up.
Well, why don't you do it right then, for crying out loud.
Right.
You've been doing it long enough.
But anyway, and then when I serve it, there's a Italian vinaigrette that I'll put around the side. I don't put it on the lettuce, but I put it around the side because it needs a little bit of dressing. I got balsamic and oil on there and a little bit of dressing. Oh, man. It's
no
simple.
Sea salt, though.
No.
A loser.
Right.
So you're putting tangerine balsamic. What's that tangerine New England IPA you were talking about from New Holland?
Oh, the one from New Holland, the tangerine spaceman.
Yeah. That'd be a great beer to serve up with it.
Well, there you go.
Get New Holland beer.
I'm not a spaceman. I'm just a salad
guy. Just spacey. Yeah. Okay. So grilled romaine. Whoop-de-doo.
Did anybody hear
Good
that?
Job.
Or was there way too many interruptions in there that you couldn't follow?
I don't know, but I think it's time for a little bit of the wisdom of Bob.
Right? Really?
With regard to what?
Well, isn't it time for law?
No. It's
yet.
Way too early.
Not yet.
Oh, you missed your cue. You're cut off, by the way. So move that growler away from Chaz. Let's talk about some little foo-foo food. And this is something I was drugged to the altar on, and it's brie. I used to hear about brie, and I used to just get the hives. It'd be like, oh, that is so foo-foo, Birkenstock, Volvo, all that stuff. It ain't me. And then I had some, and it's like, dang, this stuff's really good.
Do you eat the rind?
No.
Okay. Yeah, you do.
Nope, I don't.
You peel it away.
I do. I'm not a fan of it. But good for you if you like
it. See how a co-host tees these things up for the other guy?
God, you're
so
just,
that you can
you're just like a radio guy.
Get you to explain your dish rather than interrupting you about your dish.
Okay, what was that? So grilled brie and bread. So I'd get a baguette. That's on the border.
That's one of those round breads that's about 2 foot
like
long.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'd get a little baguette, and I'd grill that up a little bit.
Right.
Slice it. Or you could slice it and grill it, put some EVO on it and grill it. And now I'm going to put that whole big loaf of brie, right?
On you put any salt on that?
You know, you could. On the bread?
Yeah.
Nah.
Okay. Really? You don't put any salt on that? I thought you might want some on your romaine earlier, so I didn't know if you wanted on here.
Are you done?
Well, I'm just teeing you up, baby.
Uh-huh. Teeing me off. It's more like it. Grilled brie. Anyway, grill your brie however you like. I don't care.
Okay. But it's good. Something Michelle likes is artichokes. I'm not a big fan. I can't get my head around what to do well with an artichoke. But you have on the show plan here that you've got a tip on grilled artichokes. So impart that on the people because
I can't
figure it out.
I love artichoke, and I've been doing them wrong until I researched it. And I found out you got to boil those things first.
Really?
I was throwing them on the grill.
So the whole artichoke,
yep.
You don't take it apart, you don't cut it, you don't do anything
You
with it.
Boil it for about 20 minutes, and then you cut it in half, you put some EVO on it and sea salt, and you throw it face down on the grill. Like, I saw you face down a time or two.
Yeah. Oh, easy now. I have photos. But
no, that's head back in the recliner. That's different.
Yeah. But with the artichoke, there's parts of an artichoke that you eat and there's part that you shouldn't eat. Am I right with that? Or this is not a vegetable that I do a lot with.
You just pull the little leaves off and you eat like the end that's closest to the stalk and you just chew on it until you don't like it anymore and you chuck the rest of it.
Okay.
So you should be in somebody's lawn who doesn't really care.
Right. That'd be hard on the bare feet, I'm thinking. Yeah. Those are pointy little pieces.
I love artichoke. I love artichoke dip. Spinach artichoke dip. I don't know. That's crazy. You get the canned artichoke. Those are awesome for little summertime.
But isn't it the heart, Chaz? Don't you eat the heart of the artichoke as well?
A lot of guys do the hearts, and they'll either saute them or grill them.
You can do that, but if you take
a
fresh
more cooking.
If you take a fresh artichoke, you just boil the whole thing, and you cut it in half, and you throw it on the grill, and then when you pull one of the leaves off or whatever it's called. You're eating
petal
just the
or something.
Yeah, you're just eating the first half. You're going to hang on to the hard part.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, you'd hang on to it.
Is that man food?
If you're a real man.
It's time for some man law. Now you're a man! A man, man, man. Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man. A man, man, man. You are now a man. You're a man. Now you're a man. Yeah, it is time for a little bit of man law, and this is in honor of Pearl, little black Pearl. My dog got hit in the road this day about a week ago. Tough day for me, but I got through it, but I wish that on no one.
Oh,
but no man shall ever own a dog smaller than a house cat. I am a true believer of that.
Amen.
I like the big woof. I don't like the yip. There's some of you out there that love your small dogs, just not for me. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying man law says your dog needs to be bigger than a house cat.
I even buy the jumbo hot dogs.
Right.
Meow.
Yeah,
meow,
exactly.
Meow. Why are you saying that?
Yeah. But anyway, man law.
Man
Stick
law.
With it, baby. It's good. Big old dog says woof.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, we did the grilled brie and bread poorly.
Right.
Grilled romaine salad.
We all did that.
Wrong.
Right.
Artichokes. Hey, Bob, one thing I wanted to add about that grilled brie, a lot of times you can top that off with some jellies. Now,
you're getting so silly now.
No, you and I being aficionados of the UP, thimbleberry jelly on top of brie on the grill,
Who
is the key?
Thimbleberry?
Thimbleberries. Oh my God. You got to cross the bridge.
Are they like a small blueberry?
No. They're like a giant raspberry.
Oh.
You got to cross. You got to cross to the Keweenaw to get these things.
I see.
They are immaculate.
Yeah. Chaz, if anybody wants some Schmoe's beer, where do they find it?
Well, you can go to Petoskey at 109 Mitchell. That's our new location. Or the big factory down in Grand Rapids at 2600 Patterson.
Coming up next, we're going to talk about a little coconut rum grilled shrimp. Stick around.
If your window sticks, slips, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
This is Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I've ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we're going to bring this train to the station. We appreciate you putting up with us. We've been a little goofy this time, but we're having fun. And every once in a while, we just got to do that. Our buddy Chaz hung over for another show, and we're glad that he did that. But anyway,
no, he didn't have a hangover. But,
no, but
he stuck around.
He
stuck around and put down his rake is what he did.
Yeah.
Coconut rum grilled shrimp.
I have not made this yet.
Have not made it. I saw it on Al Gore's internet and decided to rip it off. So you start with some coconut rum marinade, which is an ounce of a can of coconut milk, a half cup of light brown sugar packed, quarter cup of spiced rum, I'd probably go half cup, 2 tablespoons of lime juice, and a couple pounds of large peeled deveined shrimp. And
simple.
You're the shrimp freak. I don't like coconut shrimp because it always has coconut on it. I love the coconut milk.
Okay, it's difference the texture, it's not texture. The flavor?
I don't know. Every coconut shrimp I've had is way too sweet. They put like tons of sugar in it.
That's the coconut milk, dude.
This is a marinade, though. It's not going to penetrate the meat. It's not going to get stuck with a bunch of coconut and sugar.
What does marinade do if it don't penetrate the meat?
It's not going to. On shrimp, it doesn't really penetrate very well.
Didn't you just call me the shrimp expert and you didn't know what the hell you were talking about?
Well, you know then that when you marinate shrimp.
I know that you're talking some smack right now.
It just doesn't penetrate very well.
All right, so which grill are you going to use?
Yeah,
see, whichever one's hot.
Thanks, Chaz.
Yeah. Well, I'd rather argue with him.
Two bickering old men.
Yeah. Anyway, so that sounds pretty good. The other thing that we missed was tri-tip with chimichurri.
You just like saying that word.
I love chimichurri.
I know you do.
Well, you know, I met this guy business trip, kind of like I met Big Paulie riding the tram or whatever to a convention center, and he was from South America, and he started talking chimichurri, and it's like, oh, I don't know about that. And he explained the whole thing, and next thing you know, he was on the show a couple
right,
years ago.
Yep, I remember that.
And, man, I've been making it ever since, and I love it. It's just a really nice topping you can put on your steak. It's got kosher salt. I use garlic EVO from Old World Olive Company, ground black pepper, and I switched this recipe around a little bit because I like the cilantro better than the parsley. So you're going to have 2 cups of finely chopped cilantro and just a half cup of parsley. But then you're going to put some grapefruit balsamic and a little agave nectar. Agave nectar.
That's sweet,
and
right?
It's really nice. Yeah, it makes you throw it in the food processor, and you make this green slush that you throw on your meat when you're done. You can actually use
that
it.
That would
to
be a tapenade.
You can
we
actually,
talked
yes,
about that earlier.
It's a tapenade,
but you're not going to cook it. You're going to put it on raw.
Okay,
so
that makes it a chimichurri,
right?
Yeah,
there
yeah,
you go. Wonderful. See, Chaz is a knowledgeable dude. He just took us from tapenade to chimichurri, and it's all about a process, right? I mean, hey, this is what we do at the Grilling Guys. We educate people, man.
I hope you learned something.
I just did. It was. I had a moment, right?
I guess.
I had a moment.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Raising Arizona, right?
Guys,
here
it's been great to be on with you.
Hey, Chaz, it's been great to have you. Where can people find that great Schmoes beer?
You can go to Petoskey down the hill on Mitchell Street, or you can come just north of 28th Street on Patterson and find us in GR.
All right. Hey, we appreciate you listening to this goofiness each and every week. We are the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Get out in your backyard, fire up a grill or smoker, and
put down the rig.
Yeah, and we look forward to talking with you next week.